Welcome, everyone. This is Sasha of SashaTalks.com. Today, I welcome you to a special segment, a special edition, where we celebrate the participation and contributions of four guests that have contributed historically over the past year and a half on one of our activities where we celebrate life wisdom, business wisdom, and lessons learned. To kick off the queue, you will get to hear Ramon Ramirez, Danny Dyer-Bakerly, Joe Wallenstein, and Gail Martz. Keep in mind that all content is subject to the terms of service and disclaimers of Sasha Talks. Enjoy the segment, and if you have any questions, want to drop a hello, or have the desire to participate on the Sasha Talks platform through BBS Radio, go to SashaTalks.com.
Welcome to Executive Peaks, Ramon.
Hey, Sasha. Pleasure. Thanks again for having me. Super excited. Very happy.
Do you have a morning ritual? What is the
morning ritual? Yes, absolutely. I think mornings are what makes and breaks your day. My morning ritual is I wake up at 5:55 in the morning. By 6:10, you know, I live right next to a little mountain. And by 6:10, I'm walking out, heading to the mountain. And every day I climb a small little mountain. I jog, I hike a little mountain. I don't want to say climb. I'm not climbing up a mountain. I hike a little mountain, and then I hike it back. And then I come back to my house, and then by 7, usually I get back by 6:50, by 7, I'm ready to take my kids to school, and, you know, then I go into work around 8 after I do that. But I think that morning routine of going out there and conquering a mountain, it's very subliminal, and it's very, you know, I already climbed a mountain, you know, like what else can I climb in my day, you know? So I've incorporated that, and I just kept it going ever since, and I don't think I can start my day without that anymore.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
My best constructive guidance, I think it's been from my dad. You know, my dad's always pushed me to do whatever I think is right. And, you know, like even when I was going to go into some of my other jobs, he said, do it. I didn't know whether I should leave a job to go for another job. He would always encourage me and say, leave it, go, try it. He was always very encouraging about any decision that I was making, as if he knew that I needed to go through all that in order to get to this point. So I think, you know, not being afraid to move around is a good thing. At the end of the day, you know, time is running out. So definitely try and do as much as you can, as quickly as you can, as, you know, we only have a certain amount of time on this earth.
What is the most important decision you've made in your life?
The most important decision I've made in my life. I think one of the most important, or maybe the most important decision I've made in my life is going all in on this dream, going all in on this real estate path, you know, deciding that this is something I was going to pursue and go full force and sometimes look like a crazy person in front of some people because I was still trying something that wasn't profitable. I was still trying my hardest. And, you know, if I wouldn't have gone all in on this idea, you know, I wouldn't be, you know, talking to you right now, having this amazing conversation.
Ramon, you work hard, you play harder. Do you have any hidden talent?
Hidden talent, something that people don't know about me is I used to play in a band. You know, I used to play in a band. We played through our youth. You know, 13 years old to like 25-ish years old. So quite a bit of time. And, you know, we recorded over 25 CDs. They're all over the place. We went on many national TV shows, many tours. We did the whole boy band lifestyle on the road. Limousines. I mean, all that shaped my youth, which, you know, it all happened with, you know, I play guitar and I sing as well. So those are talents that I've sort of hid again, that are kind of hidden in there that I you know, have very fond memories of.
If you were in need of life advice and you could only make one phone call, who would you call and why?
If I was in need of life advice, I'd only make a phone call. I'd probably make it to my brother, Rodrigo. Every day, like, we jump on a call in the morning every day. Every day we jump on a call and we either beat ourselves up or we pat ourselves on the back. And we discuss things. We're always trying to get better. And, you know, I think those are our little mini masterminds that we have, and no matter what, we're always trying to find ways to make each other better and push ourselves. I think that's very crucial, and that probably the call I would make.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
I think you follow your heart. you know, because logic, there's nothing logical about me keeping going for as long as I did. You know, there's nothing logical about the crates out there. You know, there's nothing logical about all these new advancements. There's nothing logical about us flying. There's nothing logical about any of that yet happening, because somebody believes it in their heart when their mind and everybody around them, all the brains around them were telling them that it was not possible. And, you know, I think that's very important. You know, follow your heart, and then, you know, your mind will believe sooner or later once it sees it.
Manon, do you have a favorite comfort food?
Yes, favorite comfort food. It's bread pudding. Oh, my God, I'm a sucker for some good old-fashioned bread.
Please finish the sentence. Money is?
Money is a tool.
Do you have any pet peeves?
Yes, I have one that just, oh, my God, it just drives me insane. Tardiness, or just people not being on time. Just anything that has to do with keeping time or respecting other people's time or keeping people waiting or people keeping me waiting. Just anything that has to do with just waiting and just, you know, example, you know, like going out somewhere and I have to wait for the wife, you know, to get ready. And sometimes it'll take a lot longer than it should, you know, and I'm just sitting there, standing there waiting. Like, that just drives me nuts. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's no big deal because I know she's trying to get extra beautiful for me, you know. So I'm the one that ends up winning ultimately. But just that whole time thing, I find time so valuable, you know, that when anytime it gets stretched or I have to just be standing or waiting, it just, that's my one thing.
What is the best career decision you've ever made?
Best career decision I've ever made? I think selling pillows door to door. When I was 11 years old, my parents used to sell pillows door to door in the project because we were now here, you know, in this country, and we didn't have real jobs, you know, so we had to do whatever we could. So they would drop us off in the project somewhere, and we'd grab two bags of pillows, and, you know, they're like $10 a pair, and we just knock on people's doors. Hey, you guys want to buy some pillows? Oh, how much? $10. Okay. How much for these? Oh, $12. Okay. So I think just me being exposed to that early life training of sales and dealing with strangers and having to not freak out in front of people, probably one of the things that got me, you know, in the right direction of sales and this people business.
Do you have a favorite song that motivates you and makes your day?
Yes, I have a song. Not necessarily that I use it for motivation, but I do have a favorite song that it just gives me such comfort, such peace, and I know you might like it as well. It's Free as a Bird from the Beatles. I don't know if you've heard that song. It goes, free as a bird. It's just, oh, my God, it just puts me in a place, you know, like we went to Cancun, we're in a yacht, and I was recording some shots with my phone and the waves, crystal clear turquoise waters, and I put that song in the background of it as everything was just happening. It was such a amazing feeling. And just that song just does it for me. Free as a Bird from the Beatles.
And Ramon, what is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
The last thing I do before calling it a day is give thanks. You know, I give thanks as I'm getting in my car, ready to drive back home. You know, I like to at least give it a few seconds and look over at our building, look over at our office and say, be appreciative. You know, be appreciative of what we have and where we've come from. So at the end of the day, you know, without that feeling, without that appreciation, you know, you're not really thanking what the universe has done for you. And so I always like to be very, very appreciative because I know that just as it happened to me, it could also not happen to me. And so every single day, I don't leave this office. I don't leave in my car without having that true, true feeling of thankfulness.
Are there any causes you support that you would like to give a shout out to?
Yeah. So, I mean, we do work with several nonprofits, and we support a lot of different causes. And I guess the Children's Hospital here, you know, we try to support them as much as I can in terms of different activities that they have, you know, different auctions that they have for different causes. So we usually, at least every couple of months, we're trying to be involved in that. Just anything that has to do with you know, helping others. I know one very important to us as well is the La Unión de Campesinos, the farmers union. You know, as you know, I come from a Hispanic background and from Mexico, and you know, my relatives do come from those fields. They used to work in the fields as well, and so just, you know, we're very appreciative of what they do for everyone, and you know, we're always very, very grateful.
And finally, what do you do, and where can people contact you?
Yeah, so we do something called wholesaling, which is real estate investing. You know, we buy houses, we sell houses, we fix and flip houses. We do a little bit of everything that has to do with real estate, but we also do some trainings. You know, we do some events locally here in Arizona. If anybody wants to get more information in terms of us and our background or vibed, you know, with our story, you know, the easiest way to find us is through our Instagram page right now. Of course, you know, we have all the other social media platforms, but we're very active on Instagram. You can find me personally on Wholesale Sharks, Wholesale Sharks. If you search that on Instagram, you'll find it right away there. And from there, you know, you could get access to more other places. Or if you want to look up our events, I mean, you know, wholesalesharkspresent.com is our website, which can also be found through our Instagram page.
Ramon, thank you for joining us on ExecuPeace.
Thank you.
Welcome, Danny, to ExecuPeace.
Hi, thanks so much.
Danny, do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
Yes, I wake up very early at about 6 o'clock, and I love coffee. So first thing I do is make coffee and iced coffee, and then I'll check my emails. And I love notebooks, so I always write a list of everything that I have to do for the day in my notebook.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
Think less, do more.
What do you think would probably surprise most people about you and why?
I think my ability to screen print and actually personally print would be the most surprise.
What have you found to be the best way of addressing rejection in your past?
Don't take things personally. I used to probably, like, 5 or 6 years ago get upset or really offended and really overthink things, and I realized that just don't take it personally and move on to the next thing and let that issue sort itself out.
Very wise. What is your life philosophy based on?
I'd say hard work. I think that, you know, if you work hard, you'll be able to reap the rewards of your work, and everything else will fall after that.
What is the key to maintaining balance in your life?
I don't have balance.
What is the most important decision you've made in your life?
I guess starting my own company, but I don't even feel like it was a decision. It's something that it was an action that I made that had a great effect.
What are you reading that is not related to your work?
Nothing right now, to be honest.
Do you have any hidden talents?
No.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
Listen to your gut.
What is the biggest misconception about you?
I'm not sure. That's a hard question. I don't know what to say.
What is your favorite comfort food, Danny?
Spaghetti.
Do you have any pet peeves?
Yeah, I have a lot of them. I guess I'm very particular. I guess one of the most annoying things that somebody can do is make sounds when they eat.
You're probably the second guest in the history of ExecuPeeps who brought that up. Please finish this sentence. Yes, so you're not alone. Please finish this sentence. Branding is
essential to making money.
What's the best career decision you've ever made?
Gosh, just taking a risk. I used to be so conservative and scared to make any. I'd be scared to spend any money. So anytime I got an order, I'd save, because I thought that was what you were supposed to do. And I realized you have to spend money, take a risk, take yourself to the next level in order to grow. Just because your bank account's growing doesn't mean your business is growing. You know, you're not going to grow a shop. You're not going to get more employees by just saving all your money.
What is the most demanding aspect of your career?
I'd say my clients, and I think the most challenging thing that I could do is work in events, because you're on the spot and everybody's watching you. If you're in your shop printing and just working, you can work at your own pace, you can play your own music. When you're working in events, everybody's watching you, so you can't hide any mistakes.
Do you have a favorite childhood memory?
I'd say when I was about 6 years old, my grandmother got me this stuffed monkey from Germany, and that was probably like one of the most big moments of my childhood.
Now, Danny, we're all humans. People admire people, and you never know who there is. Have you ever had a secret admirer?
A secret admirer? I don't think so. I've gotten some messages, and some people have contacted me and said, you know, that they respect me or something like that, or really admire my business. And a lot of times those things are most surprising when it's somebody that you personally respect, but there's never been anybody who emerged as my secret admirer.
Do you have a favorite quote?
No.
What is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
Probably send emails, but a lot of times I'll think I'm done with work and then I'm really not done.
Are there any initiatives that you host or causes you support?
The main cause that I support is women's organizations and domestic violence organizations. So there's a place called Stone House in Boston, and that's an organization that I try and regularly support.
And finally, Danny, what do you do and where can people contact you?
All right. So my name is Danny Deer Bakerlee, and I'm the owner of King Pro, a screen print and design company. And people can contact me through my Instagram, King Pro Danny, or my business Instagram, KingProJA, or through my website, pro.com.
Thank you, Danny, for joining us on ExecuPeaks.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to ExecuPeaks, Joe.
Thank you so much. Delighted to be here.
Glad to have you back. So, Joe, do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
Well, it's not what you are going to expect. I used to go out early in the morning because I'm a very early riser. I used to have to be in work at 6, so I would go out at 5 and jog and walk and just enjoy the solitude of a pre-morning. But starting with 9/11, my whole sort of approach changed. The first thing I do when I get up in the morning is turn on the news to see what's going on in the world, to see what I have to be aware of, what's working, what isn't. I guess I'm not as naive as I was 20 years ago.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
Not to let other people define me, to keep on soldiering on, because I've been told everything I've achieved in my life and career, I've been told I couldn't and wouldn't. So just keep going.
What is the most important decision you've made in your life?
The only smart thing I ever did was marry my wife, Peggy. And we're married at 45 years. But it really brought stability, purpose, and it was very healthy. And also when we had children, very healthy for me to get past myself. You know, I'm a fairly self-involved guy.
Do you have any hidden talents? What are they?
I'm a pretty good writer. I'm pretty good with people. It's easy to misread me because of my accent. I'm smarter than I sound. So I guess my hidden talent is not being the dope I sound like.
What is the biggest misconception about you?
That decency is a sign of weakness. I'm not a tough guy, but I'm very committed to my integrity and humanity and compassion. It's easy to misread me.
If you were to give a 20-year-old Joe one piece of wisdom, what would it be?
Marry rich. No, Sasha, I'm only kidding. What is the filth business, you know? To believe in yourself and not let other people define you or lead you astray. To thine own self be true.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
Follow the heart. The heart is closest to God. And you do what in your heart of hearts you know is right, even if you have to pay the consequences.
Very wise. Joe, do you have a favorite comfort food?
Baked clams. There's another thing you didn't expect. It's not muffins. It's not herbal tea. It's baked clams.
How did that come about?
Oh, God, I live half my life in Italian restaurants. And, you know, on the East Coast, which you could tell that's where I'm from, getting good seafood is simple. It's walking out of your house. Not so much in California. So I sort of crave it and, you know, don't get it as much as I would like.
What is the smartest thing your parents ever did?
That's a wonderful question. just a little bit of explanation. When I was 8 years old, I stole a pack of baseball cards from a candy store. And when my mother found out, she said, Joe, you go back to the store. I'll give you a dollar for the card, and don't ever do that again. And I said, because you're afraid I'll get caught by the police, right? She said, no, Joe, you don't steal because that's not who you are. And that really, that simple phrase really not only defined me, but it set me on a path, because every day, in a million ways, you have to decide who you want to be. You're going to be honest. You're going to be decent. You're going to lie, cheat, and steal. Who do you want to be? So that really sort of set my compass in the right direction.
Please finish the sentence. Entertainment is?
A distraction, a necessary distraction from the realities of life. It can be enlightening. It can just simply make you feel good, or it can drive your purpose in life.
Joe, do you have any pet peeves?
People who are lazy, because I think you shouldn't skate through life, you know. If you're getting paid to do a job, you should focus and do it. If you're painting a painting, do the very best job you can. So my pet peeve is people who try to skate through life.
What is the best career decision you've ever made?
Well, I started as an assistant director in New York, and I worked a lot, but New York is where jobs they came to New York. You had to wait till the job was going. So by moving to California, I came out to where the jobs originate, not just travel to. And that really changed my the trajectory of my career. I came to California as an assistant director, and 4 years later, I was producing the television series Knots Landing.
What difference does someone make in your life as a child other than your parents?
My sister. I have a wonderful sister who's always been very supportive and loyal. Sounds like a small thing, Sasha, but when I was 17 and dating, she was married, and she would stay home Saturday night with her husband so that I could have the car to go on dates. Pretty generous of a sister, I think.
Do you have a favorite book to read or a show that you watch?
I watch Law and Order relentlessly. and the book... I wrote a book, and the reason I love Law and Order, I wrote a book about the Miranda decision. It's called Flynn and Miranda. And but it's my favorite book because I wrote it. But if you ask me, what books have you read in the past? A short story by Jorge Luis Borges called Death and the Compass. I love The Iliad, Tale of Two Cities. Now, do I sit home every day and read them? No. But I have, and I've remembered them and loved them.
What is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
Tell my wife how much I love her. Tell my children how much I love them. And fall asleep watching TV.
Are there any initiatives you host or causes you support?
Well, I'm very much a pro-union production guy. I believe people must be treated fairly, paid well, and can't be enslaved by their careers. Which is relevant because that's a situation with the IA right now as we speak. That's the parent of all the below-the-line unions in Hollywood.
And, Mr. Joe, what do you do and where can people contact you?
Well, I write. I run the largest film program in the world at USC. My website is joewallenstein.com. joewallenstein.com. You can reach me, email me, jwallenstein@cinema.usc.edu. Having said that, I'm not looking for pen pals. That doesn't sound harsh, but I full tilt all day long, so, yeah.
Okay, something we have in common. No, I like how you put it. You're not looking for pen pals. Joe, I appreciate you sharing your wisdom. Thank you for joining us on InsecuPeak.
It's a pleasure, Sasha. I hope we get to talk.
Gail, welcome to InsecuPeak.
Greetings, Sasha. Great to be with you.
So, Gail, do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
Yes, I do, Sasha. I'm not a morning person, but every morning when I start my day, I have Coco, my 2-year-old puppy, that insist on a little playtime. So I start my day with joy, and then I get up and I meditate. So that's the beginning of the day for me.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
The organizational consultant had told me to just do what I do, that I'm the best at doing, and it's the persistence and the commitment that you make to that.
What is the best constructive guidance you've given to someone?
Constantly, I will always say to people, if you do what you love in the places you love, with the people and pets that you love, to me, that is constructive.
What's the biggest misconception about you?
I was thinking that in my world, I'm so transparent in my love of animals and what I do that I don't think there is a misconception. So someone would have to tell me about that.
Gail, what is the most courageous thing you've done in the past year?
I think we have wonderful place where I am living, and I think we've all had a stay at home and do all the things that we have done. And the one day I did the most fabulous thing was to go parasailing on a boat. So that was just in the last year. And I think not that that's courageous, but it was getting out, it was beautiful, and I think that really helped me with being out in a beautiful environment and just appreciating where I am in my life.
That sounds beautiful. Do you have any hidden talents?
They must be so hidden, Sasha, that I don't know what they would. I know my mother always said to me, don't. Thing. So I really, they would be so hidden. I try to do the very best I can do every day with everything I do. So the talent, I'm so impressed with talented people that have, that wonderful talent to sing and to be an opera star and to do what they can do. But my talents are all out on the table.
What is the best career decision you've ever made?
I'm going to go back to when I was 20 years old and I made a decision to, before I was 20, I had wanted to be a hostess it's a flight attendant now, with Trans World Airlines. And the living life experience that I had from that job at that time was the best career decision I had made for the number of years I did that. And then after that was the business world. But I think living life at a young age was a fabulous opportunity and see the world. So that was exciting for me.
What is one thing that can instantly make your day better?
The little kisses from that 3-pound cutie of Coco that is with me, and that's how I start my day.
What is the one phone app that you use the most?
Oh, I have I just was doing the Google, the Siri, and then maybe I need to understand this. So I just can talk to the iPhone and ask for help on something. And I think Siri and Google are the ones that I use the most.
Gail, have you ever had a secret admirer?
Well, it probably wouldn't have remained secret for very long. So I think they would have to introduce themselves to me in meeting them because I haven't been asked that question before to be able to answer in another way. I just am out in the world, and that would be a great honor to have a secret admirer that would be interested and think that what I was doing was admirable.
What is one hobby that calms you down?
I'm totally involved with, it's not a hobby, it's actually a profession, with photography. So I guess what I'm doing that really helps me is when I'm going through the slides or the photos, or, you know, just looking back on my experiences in my life that are now, you can pull them up on the computer and see everything right there. But then in the old days when we had negatives and different things like that, I think these photographs, going through photographs really helps me, and photography is really a passion.
What is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
I have a timing that when I've called it a day, I start to go through the YouTube and watch the different entertainers or something of a show or whatever is on YouTube. And I find that that is a great calm down because it's entertaining to me. And then I can just love listening to people sing and enjoy what they're doing. So that really helps me at the end of my day because it's mindless and it's just entertaining.
Are there any initiatives you host or causes you support?
I'm very cause-oriented with the human-animal bond. So I think with the animals and bringing the greater good and helping people to understand the benefits and the joy and what animals can do for us in our life is really the cause that I'm the most involved with.
And Gail, what do you do and where can people find you?
I'm the quintessential entrepreneur. I've just written the book, It's in the Bag. And you can find me at Gayle, GayleMartz.com.
Thank you for sharing your wisdom on ExecuPeak.
Thank you, Sasha. My pleasure.